From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Graham, VK4CEG for the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. It was an excellent first day back at Brisbane Amateur Radio Club. Rick S77RP, VK4HC in Australia, visited from the Seychelles. We contacted two stations in the Seychelles on 20, 15, 24 and 10 metres using the club station VK4BA. Several members all took turns passing the microphone around, and surprisingly 10 metres was excellent armchair copy from Brisbane. On the same day, Michael, VK4MWL, showed his home-built VHF-UHF antenna and explained satellite communications. Mike made two contacts through the International Space Station to VK2 and VK3. Mike's antenna can be seen on the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club's Facebook page. This is Graham, VK4CEG, for the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is hardly a mystery that the weather has loomed large in most people's minds, with both a moderate heat wave affecting comfort and sleep for many in the east of VK4, and then we have the promised cyclone. The disruption of lives of people in the areas targeted by the tropical low, with its deluge of rain and winds, is both a mental issue and a physical one, with stress and property damage being issues that reflect the personal impacts of so-called acts of God. However, the shops are not only sporting early entrance to Easter with buns and chocolate eggs, but the earlier festive day, the 14th of February, now sporting items to tinkle the keys of the cash register and points of sale terminals. Love may have been the motive for the majority of popular music, but it is surely the reason for Valentine's Day to also be the anniversary date of the changeover to decimal currency back in 1966. Love may make the world go round, but the almighty dollar keeps us motivated in survival mode. Regardless of these traditional things, there is coming change which will impact all amateur licences on the Australian Register, and that is the introduction of class licensing. Like many, we have received a letter from the ACMA telling us of the immediate effects on our own licences. From posts to various groups, it is patently obvious that the language being used is causing much confusion to many people who have received this letter. One of the useful publications for many people who have to put into writing the things that others need to be aware of, and that is the Australian Government Style Guide. It is a book that is readily available and often is used as an adjunct to coursework in college courses. The premise is that the language we use should be appropriate to our audience, and it seems this letter misses the mark. I find that I peck at the material which the Australian Communications Authority has provided us, as my mind tires in interpreting bureaucraties into plain English these days. I had hoped for a smaller set of instructions in plain language, but it seems the subject matter has been rendered into prolix language. For what reason? On the ground or in the shack, there will be little change to what we radio amateurs do, so really there is very little cause for concern. The annual dip into the wallet to pay licence fees is being abolished, so many people will find it easier to join the WIA and receive the benefits of being a member as a result. We live in hope for better days ahead, and to those who are surviving the weather conditions, you are in our thoughts. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.